In the small town of Grafton, New Hampshire, locals are angry about a new group of residents. About 50 libertarians have moved to Grafton from around the country. Their goal is to shrink government. This in a town that doesn't even have a stoplight. As Jack Rodolico reports, some locals are pushing back.
As we drive around Grafton, Maureen O'Reilly beams a certain pride as she shows off the hill town she loves.
Have a look at this. How beautiful this is. It's really pretty in the fall. Really, really pretty.
It is beautiful. But behind the postcard view of rural New England, locals are dividing into opposing camps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Grafton has an annual meeting called Deliberative Session. It's a big day for local politics. About 100 people cram into the firehouse. Town officials sit up front. The goal is to debate the budget before it goes to a townwide vote. But after the pledge, things break down. People argue over how to conduct the meeting. The moderator loses control. Police remove a man. After an hour, Skip Gorman is fed up.
It's still a wonderful town, and there's lots of camaraderie, but there's a group of people who have moved here for the sole purpose of being obstructionist.
I'm not here to obstruct anything. I will vote in favor of liberty and justice at every opportunity.
John Connell stood just behind Skip Gorman, itching to speak to me. People in Grafton seem almost desperate to be heard by anyone who will listen. So how did Grafton come to this? About 15 years ago, a prominent libertarian hatched the idea of moving libertarians to New Hampshire with the hope of having a big impact in a small state. They called it the Free State Project, and a handful of Free Staters settled in Grafton because the town has no zoning ordinances. Maureen O'Reilly was surprised by how quickly Free Staters started pushing their agenda.
Almost seems as if they walked in the door and started running for office and hold positions. So it's not the typical way someone who's a New Englander does things.
Free Staters say Grafton should withdraw from the school district, cut the $1 million budget by 30% over 3 years, and carve Grafton out as a United Nations free zone. Tony Stelik is a Free Stater who lived in Poland under the boot of Stalinism. He remembers a government that slowly gained more and more power. He says locals who oppose Free Staters are unwittingly voting themselves towards fascism.
They don't know where they're going. I've been there. I know where they're going.
Even though Grafton has always had a libertarian streak, Free Staters are a minority, and locals have mostly blocked their agenda. Still, Free Stater Jeremy Olson is confident they could shift the balance if they reach out to locals.
I think most of the people in town are actually supportive of small government.
Since Free Staters came to town, the real change in Grafton has been more emotional than political. Things have become divisive and a little ugly. So I asked Maureen O'Reilly, have you thought about moving?
I have.
And so you, I mean, your husband built this beautiful house and this beautiful land. And you,
it's hard to, I mean, 2.5 years to build this. I would hate to ask him to do it, but if it goes the way they want it to go, I don't want to live here.
Grafton holds elections this week. Whatever the outcome, more Free Staters are coming to New Hampshire. And if Grafton is any indication, it's going to be a bumpy ride. For NPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.
You're listening to NPR News.